Welcome back to our NLC weekly podcast, where we are encouraged from the word of God that's preached in our services every Sunday morning. Here is this week's message.
John chapter 5 from verse 1 to 7, let's read together. Afterward, Jesus returned to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish holy days. Inside the city, near the sheep gate, was a pool of Bethesda with five covered porches. Crowds of sick people, blind, lame, or paralyzed, lay on the porches. One of the men lying there had been sick for 38 years. When Jesus saw him and knew he had been ill for a long time, he asked him, "Would you like to get well?" "I can't, sir," said the man, "for I have no one to put me into the pool when the water bubbles up. Someone else gets there ahead of me." In the scriptures we just read, we see Jesus returning to Jerusalem, and he goes to the pool of Bethesda. At this pool, there were crowds of sick people lying there waiting. That's what the scriptures say. What is it that they were waiting for? When we read in the Amplified Bible, verse 4 of John chapter 5, it says, "For an angel of the Lord went down at appointed seasons into the pool and moved and stirred up the water. And then whoever then first, after the stirring of the water, stepped in was cured of whatever disease with which they were afflicted." So an angel of the Lord would stir the water, and whoever would enter in first would be healed. Verse 5 says that there were many men lying there, many people. This particular one had been there for 38 years, or rather he had been sick for 38 years. We don't know how long he had been there, but he had been sick for 38 years. 38 years is a long time. It's a long time to be suffering, to be unwell. Jesus, knowing this, went to him. In his compassion, Jesus went to this man. In his love and compassion, he went to this sick man with a simple and direct question. "Would you like to get well?" Would you like to get well? But what is interesting is the answer this man gives. This is a yes or no question. Can we all agree? The answer should either have been what or what? Yes, I want to get well, or? But what should he have said? Yes. But what does he answer? "I can't, sir. I can't, sir." Jesus did not ask him if he could get well. He asked him if he would want to be healed. Jesus did not ask him if he wanted to go into the pool. Jesus did not ask him if he needed help to enter the water. Jesus did not even mention the water. He did not mention the stirring of the water. He just asked him, "Do you want to get well? Do you want to be healed?" He did not answer the question he was asked, but he answered his own question that nobody asked him. How many of us do exams? We all do exams, huh? The secret of passing an exam is to answer the question that has been. Don't ask your own question and then answer. How many of us today, however, are like this man? The word of the Lord has come to us. Last week, Pastor Don laid it before us that we as Nairobi Lighthouse Church and members of this church have a need. If you remember, pastors talked about, and Pastor Kevin also mentioned it today, the need for the land behind us, or in front of you, but behind me. This is a need that the church has, and you being a member of this church, then it has become your need. Because you're a member of this church. How many of us looking at this need, our response like this lame man is, I can't, sir. It's a very polite way, I can't, sir. He's being respectful. In this year, 2025, here at Nairobi Lighthouse Church is our year to be fully supplied. If you're wondering if you will be fully supplied, then the Lord has given me a word just for you. Fully supplied. I can't, sir. Today I want to minister a word called fully supplied. Yes, I can. Fully supplied, yes, I can. Do you want to get well? It's a question I'm asking you. Do you want to get well? Do you want to be fully supplied? Do you want to fully participate? Yes, I can be fully supplied. Yes, I can be generous and meet the premise of the promise. Remember that from last week. Yes, I can meet my commitment toward a project extend. Yes, I can. Yes, I can be generous because generosity is not about the amount you give, but the heart with which you give. Jesus taught us this when he stood at the treasury in Mark chapter 12 and he was observing how people were giving. Isn't it interesting that Jesus was observing how people give? What would he think if he observed how you give? In Mark chapter 12 from verse 41, we read, Jesus sat down near the collection box in the temple and watched as the crowds dropped in their money. Many rich people put in large amounts. Then a poor widow came and dropped in two small coins. Jesus called his disciples and said to him and said, I tell you the truth, this poor widow has given more than all the others who are making contributions. And he explains why. For they gave a tiny part of their surplus. Their large amounts were a tiny part of their surplus. But she, poor as she is, has given everything she had to live on. So God counts generosity not based on amounts, but in relation to what he has blessed us with. Let me say that again. God counts generosity based not on amounts, but in relation to what he has blessed us with. Let me say this to make it plain. If the percentage of your giving reduces, the more you earn, then you're becoming less generous. Even if the amount you give has increased. Should I say that again? If the percentage, remember Jesus said in comparison to the amount, the surplus, it was a tiny part, but this poor widow gave everything she had to live on. If the percentage of your giving reduces, the more you earn, you understand when I say percentage, isn't it? Then you're becoming less generous, even if the amount you're giving has increased. Yes, I can be generous to meet the premise of the promise. Yes, I can be fully supplied. Yes, I can confidently say, and my God will liberally supply, fill until full, every need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Let's say that again. And my God will liberally supply, fill until full, every need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Now let's make it personal. And my God will liberally supply, fill until full, my every need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. 2025. 2025. Amen. Now let's go back to our man at the pool and see where he missed it and learn some lessons from his life. Are we ready? Let's read again verse 4. It says, "For an angel of the Lord went down at appointed seasons into the pool and moved and stirred the water. Whoever then first, after the stirring of the water, stepped in was cured of whatever disease with which he was afflicted." Now this man had been sitting at this pool waiting for an opportunity to enter first. And that's all he was thinking about. That's all he knew would help him, that he needed to enter first. And the first thing we need to do and to learn from this man is don't limit God. Don't limit God. This man knew that the only way, or thought that the only way he could be cured was to enter first into the pool. So when Jesus came and asked him, "Do you want to get well?" his mind was still in how he could enter first. And so the question he was answering was his own question of how can I enter first? His expectation was limited to what had always been. Traditions and conventional ways of doing things. It's not that he did not want to get well. He wanted to. That's why he was still there at the pool waiting for his turn to get in. But when the opportunity for him to get well came, he almost missed it because of what he was expecting. Let it not be so with us, that we will miss our opportunity to get well or to be fully supplied or whatever else you're believing God for, because you have limited God and put him in a box, that it can only happen this way. His own limitations, for he was lame, hindered him from seeing the realm of the impossible. Fully supplied. I can't. I don't have a job. Fully supplied. I can't. The economy is bad. Fully supplied, I can't, sir. Don't you know what is going on around? Don't limit God in any way. God has spoken and he has said, you will be fully supplied. Believe him. I said, believe him. And he has said that you will be able to meet the needs of this house. Believe that you can. Verse 7, this man said, I can't, sir, said the sick man. I have no one to put me into the pool when the water bubbles up. Someone else always gets there ahead of me. The second thing we need to learn from this man, what not to do, is don't put your hopes in men. This man was waiting for another man. But when the Son of Man came, he did not recognize him. This man had put his hopes on man, someone to help him enter the water first. Psalms 146 and verse 3 says, put not your trust in princes or in mortal man who cannot save. Do not put your hopes in man. Don't look to men who are limited in power. Look to God whose power is unlimited, the omnipotent God. Don't look to man who are limited in knowledge. Look to God whose knowledge is unlimited, the omniscient God. Don't look to man who are limited in their presence. Look to God whose presence is unlimited, the omnipresent God. Look to God. Look to God, the omnipotent God, the omniscient God, the God who is omnipresent. He's everywhere you will ever go. He's there for you. That's my God. Is that your God? Then shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. That's my God. Don't put your hopes in man, but put your hope in God. God is able to do more than you can even imagine. God is able to open doors that no man can shut. God is able to undo things that men have done against you. Don't limit God and don't put your hopes in man. Put your hopes in a God who is from everlasting to everlasting. That's my God. What kind of God do you serve? Have you limited him in any way? Have you put your hopes in man that you're not able to see a way out? Or maybe you have put your hopes in men and they have disappointed you. And now you're disillusioned. Take your hopes off of men and look to God. And my God shall supply, liberally supply, fill until your every, according to his riches in glory, in Christ Jesus. Now when the opening verses we read from verse 1 up to 7, now let's read from verse 8 to 10 of John chapter 5. And it says, Jesus told him, stand up, pick up your mat, and walk. Thank God for Jesus. He ignored his comments and went ahead and healed him. Verse 9, instantly, the man was healed. That's my God. He rolled up his sleeping mat and began walking. But this miracle happened on the Sabbath. So the Jewish leaders objected. They say to the man who was cured, what did they say? You can't. You can't work on the Sabbath. The Lord doesn't allow you to carry your sleeping mat. The third thing we need to be aware of is don't let the naysayers stop you. Don't let the naysayers stop you. Those who will come and tell you you can't. When you start walking in obedience to what the Lord has spoken to you in your journey to be fully supplied, there will be those who will question what you are doing and why you are doing it. Not everyone will be happy with your journey of faith, but stay focused. Don't allow yourself to be discouraged by those who may oppose you. Keep listening. Keep obeying. Stand up. Pick up your mat and walk. What has the Lord commanded you to do? Stand up. Pick up your mat and walk. There are those who will look at you and say you can't. Whether it's people talking to you directly or the devil whispering and speaking in your mind, voices telling you you can't, that you can't be fully supplied for, that you can't be cared for, that you can't be provided for, that you can't be healed. When such voices come to you, that's the time to speak up and say with strong conviction, and my God, say it with me, my God will fill until full my every need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. And my God will liberally supply, fill until full, my every need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. When they come and tell you you can't be supplied for, what are you going to say? Fill until full. When they come and say you can't be cared for, what will you say? When they say you cannot meet your project extend commitments, what will you say? When they say you can't be healed, what will you say? Don't limit God. God can do anything. We have seen God do amazing things in our lives. There's a time we needed to transfer one of our children from one school to another. And we also believe in God to buy a car. In our minds, we thought we can only do one. Either we transfer the child because the fees would have increased, or we buy the car. So we agreed that we will transfer the child. So we were going to put the car on hold. But God challenged us and asked us, who said I can't do both? My God will liberally supply, fill until full, your every need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. And we did both. No school fees arrears. God can do anything. Do not limit God. One of our children wanted to go to a certain university. And looking at our accounts, we knew this is not possible. But God liberally supplied, filled until full, that need. He didn't give us the money. She was given a full scholarship. Don't limit what God can do. Fill until full. I'm telling you, the God you serve can do anything. Don't limit God. One of our children was given the money that she needed to do her master's. All of it at once. Fill until full. Don't limit God to yourself. Don't limit God to your payslip. Don't limit God to what you can do. These are not just words we are speaking. It is the truth. It is life. Fill until full. We have seen it over and over and over again. So my question is, fully supplied. And what is your answer?
Yes.
Fully supplied.
Yes.
Don't limit God. Do not put your trust in men. And don't listen to those who tell you it's not possible. Trust God, and He will do it for you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Fully supplied. Fully supplied. Yes, I can. Say it with me. Fully supplied. Yes, I can. In Jesus' name. We serve a God who is faithful. Our God is faithful. We're not limiting God in any way. We're not putting Him in a box. Our eyes are upon our God and not upon men. Because our God is faithful. And we're not allowing the naysayers to stop us. We are walking in obedience to our God. I want us to lift our hands. You know where each of you is. You know where you are. You know where your current circumstances are. Maybe you have limited God. Let us go before our God and allow Him to be God. Father, we come before You believing You for Your supernatural intervention and miracles in our lives. Lord, however You want to work in our lives, we ask You to do it. Lord, we're not limiting You to certain ways and means, O God, to paychecks and bank accounts. Lord, we're not limiting You in any way. In the name of Jesus, we put our hope in You. We put our trust in You. In the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, where we have put our hopes in men, we ask You to forgive us, O Lord, and help us to put our eyes upon You, You who is our God, our omniscient God who knows all things, our omnipresent God who is everywhere. There is nowhere we can be or go that Your presence will leave us. Lord, we thank You that You are the omnipotent God, all-powerful, my God. There is nothing that can withstand Your power. There is nothing that can withstand, Lord, that which You desire to do in our lives. We look to You, my Father, in the name of Jesus. And for those, oh God, whose voices in their minds, or those who have been told that they can't, they are not able, Father, we speak against those naysayers. We silence every voice, pulling down strongholds, silencing every accusatory voice, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we say that yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. We silence every voice contrary to the will of God that would seek to speak to us. We refuse it. We say no in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we declare that we can be fully supplied, that we can be generous in the name of Jesus. That even as Your word says, that we can be generous on every occasion In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that Project Extend, my Father, we are embracing it, my Lord. We are taking ownership of it in the name of Jesus, and that we are generously supplied, and we are fulfilling our commitments and our pledges, my God. In the name of Jesus, we're not going back, but we are moving forward in obedience to your word. We thank you, Lord. We bless you and we honor you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah! Fully supplied. Fully supplied. Fully supplied. Amen and amen. Have a wonderful, blessed week. Yes, you can. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If you're looking for a church community to be a part of, or would like to learn more about following Jesus, we would love to hear from you. You can find us at NLC Official on social media or WhatsApp on 0720-652-652. Join us next week for another message. Until then, God bless you.